Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I've been struck lately as I've been sharing about my mother's death, as people have come to me and said, our condolences, or we've been praying for you, or how are you doing? As I mentioned, last reflection, it's been over a week now, and my mom passed away with stage 4 cancer, and there's so much to process. And I've just been struck that in the last few days, my response to people has been, you know what, that week was such a gift, was such a blessing. And it sounds almost like inconsiderate as I say it. And as I said, I feel a little bit uncomfortable saying it, but it's honestly the feeling of and the movement in my heart as I reflect upon the week of burying my mother. It was such a blessing. The week was so full of many graces. So I've been reflecting on this, and then I go to look at the readings in preparation for this reflection. And the readings are, the first reading is about Abraham having to bury Sarah. Like one of the most clearly relevant passages I could find when it comes to burying my own mother. So why is this a gift? Because you do that reading where they're mourning and burying Sarah, Isaac and Abraham and Rebecca are all going through this time where they're burying Sarah. And the responsorial psalm for the day is, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. So it's got me thinking, what's drawing my heart to see the goodness of death when the natural response of so many people is this sadness or this lack of goodness? So I've really been reflecting on that because I'd never been like really close to someone who had died. I remember when I was in high school, I worked at a nursing home and one of the residents that I got really close with died. And I remember being sad about that, but I didn't, it was a brief moment where I got to see him, but there wasn't much that resonated with me. So, but almost 2 weeks ago now, I sat with my mom holding her hand as she was dying. After she passed, we called the funeral home and they came to pick her up and they gave my brother and I a few minutes to just say, do whatever and be with her, whatever we wanted to do with my mom. And I just remember desiring to kiss her. So I went up and just kissed her on the forehead, which 24 hours before that would have felt and seemed really awkward. But in the moment, I was just in this beautiful place to be with my mom in her death. And so I began to kind of watch as family started coming in and as we did the wake service, and you see everyone's different responses to being with my mom who has died, being close to death. And everyone had their own way of responding. And I'm not making any judgment on people who did it differently than me, but I was just moved that I was moved in the moment to be close to her. And I found that other people weren't. Other people avoided even getting close to her, seeing her, and everyone has their own feelings. So then we get to the gospel passage today, and it seemingly like seems a little bit off, but it's really beautiful. It's the passage where Jesus is being accused, ridiculed for eating with tax collectors and sinners, dismissive of those who in their mind should be dismissed. There's nothing in there. Why are you spending time with them? There's nothing to be gained from that. But the message in today's readings and our focus for today is moving my heart to hear Jesus's call. He says, go and learn the meaning of the words, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And mercy being this reality of like entering into death. When we speak of God's mercy, it is God entering into our death, our sin, and drawing us out of it and bringing life. Not only life, but like an abundant life that was greater than if death had not even existed in the first place. We are called to grow comfortable and become comfortable, to desire to be with and close to death through the Christian faith, because it is through death that we find life. And I could speak for hours on the blessings of the week that my mother passed and the many blessings that came from her death. And I'm sure I'll share many throughout these different reflections, but the one I'll share with you today, the family of my mom, the situation with her family was a bit messy. I know my mom hadn't talked to or seen many of her siblings for some time. We weren't sure who would come. She had 7 siblings. We weren't sure who all would come to the funeral. But I just remember desiring this unity and this life and these relationships to be more intact. And the night of her wake, we invited family and friends to come over to our house, hang out in our backyard, have a campfire and such, and just hang out and talk. And I looked and I saw all these family coming together, reconnecting and finding this life together. And it was through my mother's death that happens. So today, as I share this, I in no way claim that I fully understand. This is absolutely a mystery. And many times it just bugs me that I'm stuck in this messiness of something that seems so apparently bad, but seeking and finding the goodness in it. And today I have grown in confidence that through death there is life. But today, especially through the Gospels, I think we're called to not be dismissive of people that we think are not deserving, that have died in some way, that if we've made this judgment that there's no value in them or there's nothing good in them, we are called to enter into and get close to them. So today, in honor of my mother, I'm moved to be less judgmental, to drop my guard, to be more open and receptive to those around me, especially those that I tend to dismiss so easily. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to show us your life, to show us the way into life. Lord, I pray today that my heart would be changed, that I would see others with your eyes and love others with your heart, that I would be more generous, more open, and more comfortable, especially with those people that I tend to dismiss so easily. Be with me today. Be with all of us today. And help us to be comfortable with entering into your life, which includes death. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.